الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته وبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. This is the tradition of Allah Azza wa Jal that every community and every nation has celebration. Wherever you go, you see people have their own Eids. In the Jahiliyyah, Arabs, they used to also have various celebrations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us as Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these two celebrations, two Eids. But the difference between the celebration of Muslims and those who do not have the Iman is that the celebration of Muslims is connected with Ibadah. We celebrate the joy of being able to perform ibadah. In the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He gives tawfiq and people fast, people pray at night, many people do i'tikaf in the last 10 days, a lot of sadaqah that is given. There are so many good deeds that are delivered in the month of Ramadan. So at the end of 29 days or 30 days, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us Eid so that we celebrate the joy of being able to do all those good deeds. In the month of Dhul Hijjah, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us these 10 days, which are the best days of the world. أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا 10 days, which are the best days of the year. And many people, they fast in these 10 days. Many people, they give sadaqah for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And many people, they go for Hajj. And Alhamdulillah, this year also, lots of people, they have gone for Hajj. May Allah give us tawfiq to perform Umrah and to perform Hajj for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. On the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, again, Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this beautiful Eid, which is the Eid al-Adha. You can see that Eid itself is celebration of Ibadah. But the way we celebrate Ibadah is to perform more Ibadah. So on the day of Eid, what do? We perform Ibadah, we pray Salah. In the month of Ramadan, we give Sadaqatul Fitr. We give Sadaqah to celebrate Sadaqah. We pray in order to pray celebration. In the month of Dhul Hijjah, we pray Eid al-Adha. And right after Salah, we do the Qurbani. The first thing we do is to pray. And then we go and do the Qurbani. Many people think that Qurbani Udhiya is optional. It is not optional. Yes, in the Ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, Ma hadhi al-Adhahi, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, what are these Adhahi, the Qurbanis? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim. This is the Sunnah of your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. But the sunnah here is not the sunnah that we understand, that sunnah is something other than wajib. Sunnah here has a broader meaning. Sunnah here means the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the tradition of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What Ibrahim alayhi salam used to do. Because sunnah can have many meanings. So the sunnah of Udhiyah is the tradition of Udhiyah, And this does not deny that it is wajib upon those who have the nisab. And the nisab, if you calculate according to silver, is not much. You know, I just checked 2-3 days ago, the nisab of silver is about $650. So anybody who has cash or liquid assets which are equivalent to $650 or little bit less or more depending on the value of silver, qurbani becomes wajib. So the qatl fitr also becomes wajib. The difference between the obligation of qurbani and zakat is that for zakat you need to have the nisab for the whole year, and then at the end of the year you give the zakat. But for the obligation of qurbani or for the obligation of sadaqatul fitr, you don't need to have the nisab for the whole year. Anybody who owns the nisab, sadaqatul fitr becomes wajib, and also qurbani becomes wajib, whether it is a man, woman, or even a young boy. You know, if somebody is 14, 15 years old and they have pocket money, $700 or $1,000, because, you know, our children, they collect money, right? So, and some of them, they have part-time jobs, they have works, or they get cash from their parents. So if they have saved that much money, well, qurbani becomes wajib. Qurbani becomes wajib. Even girls, if they have saved money, which is equivalent of nisab, even though she is not married, well, she is not married, but qurbani becomes wajib. How you do? Well, you have to make arrangement. Either you go and do it yourself, which is the best, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single year since he migrated to Medina, he performed qurbani. Every year he performed qurbani. And the ulama say that this is an indication that it is wajib. If it was not wajib, he would have missed it at least once in a while. But every single year Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he performed qurbani. So the best thing to do is to go and do the qurbani yourself. Well, if you can't do yourself, then ask somebody to do it on your behalf. But this person who is doing on your behalf, he must know what to do, because he is representing you. His mistake is your mistake. If he does not know how to choose the animal, for example, well, the qurbani may not be valid. You see, in Islam, it is not only that you do something and just get away with it. You do it properly. It is important. Unfortunately, sometimes we are not taking our obligation seriously, that we just want to do it somehow, anyhow. No, this is not how we do it as Muslims. We are doing it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So since you are doing it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, why not properly? Why not perfectly? Why not in accordance with the rules? Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prayed Eid al-Adha, and immediately after Salah, he saw some meat of qurbani. Now, how is it possible that immediately after Salah you see the qurbani? That means that this was done before Salah. This qurbani was done before the Salatul Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, well, whoever has done it before Salah, they have to do it again. Because before Salah, it is nafar, it is just zabiha. You know, you are slaughtering animal to eat the meat. Qurbani is not to eat the meat. Qurbani is that you are offering sacrifice to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he sacrificed his son. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he presented his son. That was Ibrahim alayhi salam, right? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When the boy, you know, he started walking, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he saw in his dream, and he told his son, يَا بُنَيَّ, oh little son, I see in my dream that I am slaughtering you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Okay, what do you say? What is your opinion? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Ismail alayhi salam said, "Dad, just do what you have been told to do." So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was told to sacrifice his son. Obviously we are weak. Allah Azza wa Jal, he does not demand that much of sacrifice. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not put any burden on people except what they can afford. But if we have the money, we afford qurbani, why not? So if the qurbani is done before the Salatul Eid, it must be repeated. That's why in every book of fiqh, you will have a chapter of qurbani. And you have detailed rules. Unfortunately, we have time for everything. We have time for chatting, we have time for so many things. But we do not have time for seeking ilm. And we do not have time for learning any masail. And because of that, many people, they think that they are discharging the responsibilities, but they don't know if the responsibility is discharged properly or not. I give you an example. Nowadays, many people are doing qurbani on a large scale. Many charities are collecting money to do the qurbani. I'm not suggesting to doubt anybody, or I'm not suggesting that like somebody cannot do the qurbani on behalf of somebody. However, you need to know what is happening. Some people told me that some of these people who do the qurbani on a large scale, because of high demand, they just have to know how to get it done. So if the qurbani they cannot deliver on the day of Eid or following day of Eid, and they have promised the people that we are going to give you the meat, what are they going to do? Some people are doing the qurbani 1, 2, 3 days before Eid, right? And they will have the meat ready. When the customer comes, please take your meat, it is ready. It is meat, but it is not the meat of the qurbani. The qurbani is still not discharged. I heard this from people, but still I used to say, no, a Muslim cannot do this. You know, why a Muslim would do something which is not permissible, and why a Muslim would do something which is against the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But the unfortunate reality on the ground is that not many Muslims care, and not many Muslims worry against going against the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once a brother, he asked me about the, you know, meat shop, a slaughter place. I told him that you be careful. You never know what is halal, what is not halal, what is zabiha, what is not zabiha, etc. He said, no, brother, these are Muslims, we should trust them. There is no reason to doubt. I said, well, I just told you what I believe is the right thing to do. Now, this is between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. After some time, I met with him again. And he told me, Shaykh, you are right. I said, what do you mean? No, you told me to be careful, right, the other day? I said, yes, what happened? He said, well, I went to that shop to place the order for qurbani. You know, when you go and you talk, how much it's going to cost, you know, I want to have it small pieces, I want to have it on the day of Eid, I want to have it next day, whatever, you know, you agree. So I went to the qurbani to agree, and the shopkeeper, he told me, brother, don't worry, inshallah, the meat will be ready 2 days before Eid. The meat will be ready 2 days before Eid. 2 days before Eid is not qurbani. But this is happening. This is happening in the US, and this is happening in our countries, in Muslim countries, this is happening. That's why, if you do it yourself, do it yourself. Or if you give responsibility, give it to somebody who knows. Because there are rules. For example, the goats, they have to be 1 year old. Cow, buffalo, they have to be 2 years old. Camels, they have to be 5 years old. for the validity of the qurbani. If the goat is less than 1 year old, the qurbani is not valid. They also should be free from defects. For example, they should not be too weak. You know, too weak, they cannot walk, for example, properly. Or their ears are broken, legs are broken, tails are broken, etc. So there are many rules involved. Unfortunately, people, they just go and look for what they think is the best and just go for it. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave so much importance to the qurbani that in some hadith it is mentioned, man wajada sa'atan falam yudhahi fala yaqrabanna musallana. Whoever has capability and does not do the qurbani, he must not come to our prayer of Eid. This is a warning of displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How come he affords to the qurbani and then he dares to come to the Eid prayer without actually making arrangement for the qurbani? Whoever affords to the qurbani, they must do the qurbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did every single year, as I have mentioned, and he did with his own hand. And the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he also did on behalf of the ummah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did the qurbani on behalf of the ummah. From this, the ulama say that you can also do the qurbani for the thawab to reach your parents or your ancestors. For example, alhamdulillah, Allah gave you tawfiq, right? You are doing your own qurbani. Okay, that is there. That should be done. That is out of the way, out of the question. Do one more qurbani, and then in that qurbani include all your parents, your grandparents, yeah, right? Your ancestors, why not? And you can also include all the Muslims, because the sawab can include everybody. You can read one Fatiha, and the thawab of one Fatiha can be for all the Muslims. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an to do the qurbani on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu an, he used to do his own qurbani, and he also used to do the qurbani for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has favors upon every single person of this ummah, and there is no way we can pay back for the favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the least we can do once a year, do one qurbani on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do one qurbani, why not? You know, how many times throughout the year we buy lambs and goats, right? How many pounds and kilos of meat we buy? Is it cheap? The goat and the sheep, the lamb you buy, is it cheap? It's not cheap. But although it is not cheap, but we are buying every single day. We are eating every single day. How come it becomes expensive on the day of Eid? When you ask people, they say, oh, it's expensive. Subhanallah, it's expensive because of the qurbani. You are eating meat every single day. You are buying meat every single week. Right? Well, why not the qurbani? The price is same. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, he is not saying that do the qurbani and throw it away. No, do the qurbani and eat the meat. You can feed the meat to your family, your neighbors. You can feed the meat to your friends. And also you can store the meat. In the early period of Islam, storing was not allowed. But then storing became permissible. MashaAllah, now people have big freezers. And you can keep the meat and you can freeze it. May Allah Azza give us tawfiq to appreciate the blessings of Islam. And may Allah Azza give us tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.